Uncle C, back in the office. Today I'm going to be talking about semen retention and the top 10 reasons why women do not respect you. Okay, I got a lot of guys in the comment section, a lot of guys hitting me up on Instagram saying, Uncle C, Uncle C, Casey, what the hell's going on? I got this girl doing this, I got this girl doing this. I'm getting paragraphs of stuff written to me over one girl. And like, there's some very, very clear traits and clear reasons as to why you guys keep running into these problems. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break through the top 10 reasons why women don't respect you. And then I'm going to tangle that in with the topic of semen retention and why all of this is a must-have if you're wanting to have the dating life and the abundance that you're needing to actually manifest this whole dating situation. So let's just begin. The first reason is because you're not high value. Okay, she sees you're not high value. You see you're not high value. If you look in the mirror at yourself, you can tell yourself a good depiction of you. You can look at yourself and say, yes, I'm putting in the work. Yes, I'm building a better man. Yes, I'm better than I was last week, than I was yesterday, than I was the day before, than I was last year, or you're not. There is no in between. And every single day, every single week, every single year that you do not push forward to develop yourself as a man, she can see that. The reason why she can see that is because people sense energy. It shows up in your demeanor. It shows up in your tonality. It shows up in how you carry yourself. It shows up in who you are as a man. If you're a man, you must be doing the work. If you've been on my channel for a while now, you know that the work means a lot of different things. You have to be the jack of all trades. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the second reason why women don't respect you is because you are focused on her sex. Now, here's what a lot of fellas seem to forget is that in order to have sex with a woman, in order to get a woman to like you, in order to like a woman, you have to have chemistry with her. You have to be able to seduce her. You have to be able to enter into a frame with her where it's like things are very smooth and this is very normal, this is very natural, and this is the stuff that game and pickup can't teach you. It can't teach you that, guess what, dude? You're not meant to sleep with every single girl. Like, whether she's hot or not, there's a chance that you're not going to have the same type of energy, the same type of chemistry to connect with every single girl in a sexual manner. Now, yes, you can get better at it. Yes, there's things you can do as a man to improve so that way you're more attractive to more women. But the problem is that every time you're focused on her sex, you're dependent on the outcome. It's like you're so dependent on it, you're so stuffed up, you're so suffocated in your own head, you can't get out. Because all you do is you're focused on the sex. You need what's between the legs, and she knows that, she can sense that. Every time there's an agenda to anything, anytime she can sense that you're needing her, you're needing what's between her legs, you're a needy, 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 needy person. Not attractive. Yes, you're not gonna have chemistry with all of them, but you might as well put your best foot forward so that way you can actually connect with the ones that you have true chemistry with. Stop being so focused on her sex. It's like the surefire way to not have good sex. Number three, you're not masculine in your approach. And if you're not masculine in your approach, this is going to come from not putting in the work, from not being high value. Okay, you get what I mean? I was on a strategy session with a client of mine today. His name's Craig. I fucking love Craig. He's one of my best clients right now. He's making leaps and bounds in his dating. And he said to me, he goes, Casey, but in this situation, should I say this? Or should I say that? And I'm like, Craig, it doesn't matter what you say. It's all about the energy that you bring. And I'm like, Craig, watch this. And you guys know me. I relate everything to sales. Okay, I relate everything to sales because it's my one step in self-improvement with my life that I've been doing to build a better man. So when I'm on the phone, I go, watch this. If I go, hey, it's $300 a month, and what it's going to do is it's going to help you become a better man. I'm going to teach you how to get your fitness in order. It's going to be really great for your self-esteem. It's 300. Does that sound convincing? Does that sound masculine in my offer, in my approach, in what I'm bringing forward? Absolutely not. Now, what if I say the exact same thing like this? Listen, it's a $300 a month investment, and I'm 100% confident that not only can we fix your dating and masculinity, but I can actually get you into shape. I can make sure you're radiating the right type of energy, and I make sure that you can create attraction. Now, look at that. Said the same thing, but look at the difference in energy. Now I'm direct. Now I'm dominant. Now I'm confident. But see, I'm not confident in that. I'm not like you guys walking up to the girl and go, hey, I was kicking myself in the ass if I can't get your number. Like, I had to come talk to you. Like, you sound like it's not you don't sound like you've been there before, right? You're not masculine in the approach. You're not masculine in your demeanor. And that is why she's drawing back, is because she can sense that you haven't been there before. She can sense that hesitation. Fellas, the only way to get better at this stuff is to improve yourself as a man. That is number three. Number four, you are coming from a standpoint that she is the prize. This is also going to come from not being masculine in the approach. If you think she is of higher value than you, if you think you're a 7 and you think she's an 8, it's going to show in your tonality. If you think she's a 10 and you're a 9, it's going to show in your tonality. If you think that she probably dates a lot of men and she probably has better options, it's going to show in your tonality. Every single thing that you do, every single thing that you say reflects in your dating. It's like health, wealth, business, confidence, mindset, like everything gets reflected into your sex life. The sex life is very mental. Like if you can convey the right type of masculine energy, you're gonna have rapid success with women. The problem is that if you're at a down point with yourself as a man, you're not going to be masculine on the approach because you're not doing the work to get better. I'd like to make that very, very clear. Number five, you waste your seed on anybody. You waste your seed on the cell phone. You waste your seed on the .com porn site. You waste your seed on the trashy bar hookup girl that sleeps with everybody. And every single time you do that, you get their energy. You get that person's energy. You get that person's sexual energy. When you're stroking it on the phone, your brain realizes that there is no sexual energy. It's just self-pleasure. And every single time you put one of those barricades in front of yourself from actually meeting real life human flesh and blood with people with good qualities and good traits, you sold yourself short. And because you do that, you don't think that you deserve a good quality woman. You don't think that you deserve a sexy woman who will display the right type of energy and be good to you. And you do it because you're trapped in this mindset of low-level behavior. You think that stroking it's good for you. You think that touching yourself to images on the computer screen is good to you. All of this fantasy land that you're working yourself up in the head about, like, do you guys not get attraction as like natural? People have been screwing for thousands of years. All of a sudden, we need help screwing. We need help connecting. We need help getting married. It's like there's something so broken in the culture and people don't realize this is asinine. You got people screaming, screw all these hoes. It's like, dude, like think how bad that actually sounds. Like think about, like even if you do want sex with a lot of girls, like dude, if you frame it like that in your head, I'm fucking them. I'm like, she's sucking me. Like, dude, you're never gonna actually get it. You're not gonna actually have that intimate time because you're selling yourself short. Okay, you have to retain your seed. You have to retain your seed until you're ready to share that time, that energy with the right type of girl for you. It's so important to your mental health. When it comes to my list, number six was that you can't escape your own head. Okay, you can't escape your own head. What I mean by this is you're trapped in your head about the outcome of every single interaction. You think, shit, is this the right thing to say? Did I carry myself the right way? Was this the right way to escalate on her verbally? Do you think she likes me? Casey, did I frame this right? It's like, dude, who cares? Because you can literally say anything you want if it's with the right energy and if your intent is for the right reasons. Like, there is no rules to this. It's like being congruent and honest and authentic. If she can see that there's no agenda, she can see that you're just radiating the right type of energy because you're actually wanting to get to know her and you think she's a hot sexual option for you and you want to make both worlds collide, well then guess what? She's going to be very, very excited to actually meet you. Like, this isn't rocket science. You just got to escape your own head. You got to escape the head and get in touch with your body. Realize, hey, I am a sexual man. Like, I have sexual options. I'm a guy on my path, on my purpose. I deserve a girl with good chemistry. I deserve a woman who is also goal-oriented. I deserve a woman who's hot and who's sexy. I take care of my body. I want a girl to look good too. These are all good things because if you can articulate what you want, you're going to have much more faster amounts of success. Get out of your head. Number seven, all of your decisions are ego-induced. Okay, this is a big one for most people. They think if they pull the 9 or 10, it's going to fulfill their ego and fulfill the void. They just think, one more 9 I got to get, one more 10 I got to get. If I can stroke it to 6 different women at night and they're all hot, that's what's going to fulfill the ego. It's like, no, you have to separate yourself and your mental health and your well-being and your sex life from anything that your ego says that you need gratification to fill. They're not correlated. And if you constantly go with what the ego needs in order to feel like a man, in order to feel like enough, you're going to be very disappointed every single time you realize that it wasn't what it's actually cracked up to be. This whole sex-induced culture is literally going to kill you from the inside out. Number 8, you're coming from an emotional state, meaning that you really love her, or you really like her, or you're really dependent on the outcome, you're really dependent in needing sex, and it shows through your tonality. It shows that you really need her. It shows that you really need it. Like, hey, I was thinking it'd be nice if we could get drinks. Like, dude, knock that shit off. Like, walk over, talk to her. Talk to her for 30 minutes. Talk to her for 45 minutes. Talk to her for an hour. Maybe you'll get sex. Maybe you don't. Maybe it will lead to sex. Maybe it doesn't. Let this shit be natural. If you're coming from an emotional state, she has no reason to bring you any intimacy or emotion. Be the rational guy who makes the decisions. Hey, we're going to get drinks. Hey, we're going to get ice cream. We're going to kick it and chill. We're going to have a really good time. Now you can show me how much you like me. Okay, come from that frame. Super important. Number 9, you don't respect yourself. Because if you respected yourself, you would put down the Jack Daniels. If you respected yourself, you would put down the cocaine and marijuana. If you respected yourself, you would put down the double cheeseburger and you would eat the chicken salad. If you respected yourself, you would stop watching porn and you would use all of those hours of free time to learn how to build a business. But you don't. I'm going to leave that topic right there. The last one is that you need her. And that explains itself. That's my 10 reasons. That's the last one. You need her, and that's why you will never get her. If you like this video, like, comment, subscribe. If you want to get my dating program, my dating course, Enlore Never Left on Red, what I do is I teach men how to never be left on red, which means you're at the upper hand in the interaction, you can bring the right type of masculine energy, and you're going to know what to say and how to say it. I teach men exactly what to do. I teach you female behavior, how she will push your buttons, so that way you can get around them. If you would like that course, go down below and buy it for $500. Yes, it's $500 because that $500 will save men time, energy, and dates in the long run, which is why it's priced at that. Secondly, if you have been struggling for a while and you're looking for me as a mentor, if you need me as a mentor in your dating, in your masculinity, in how to carry yourself, in maybe in your business, I coach people to make men better. That Masculinity Master Program is now open, and this month of December, I'm looking for 5 individuals. You can go down below, fill out an application, but yes, this costs money. Once we're on the phone, I'm going to tell you what you need, and you're going to have the resources to invest in a coach like me. So if you're ready to take that next step, I would love to work with you if you're a great fit. We'll see you in the next one.